morning. We praise you. Come on, folks, let's worship him. Father God, we just worship you. We bless you. Father, we exalt you, the one true living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of heaven and earth, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, you are the one true living God, and we praise you and worship you. Folks, let's worship him. Let's lift our voices. Let's glorify him. Father, we're glad to be here. Father, we're gathered one place, one accord, for the plans and purposes that you have for this church body today, for this service. Father, we thank you. We will never be the same again after we have an appointment with the living God. And Father, we just give you all the praise today. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we're hungry for the Word. We're hungry for the Holy Ghost. We're hungry for a change in our lives. Father, we're hungry for a change in this community. Father, we're hungry for a change in this region. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father, we thank you that times of refreshing come to us on this earth from heaven, and we'll just give you all the praise and glory. Father, we thank you for angelic assistance. Father, that goes before us. No evil befall us. No plague near our dwelling. Father, we just give you the praise and the glory today. And Father, we'll receive with joy. And Father, we're going to flow with all that you have for us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone shouted, amen, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, everybody. Oh, that well, half of you are with us here. Good morning. Yeah, you're glad to be in the house of the Lord here today. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if there's one place that we should be glad to be at, it is right here. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up unto the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning. It's just such a joy to see everyone here today. We just welcome, again, those of you that are visiting Family Church for the very first time. We're glad to have new faces with us all the time. We're always looking for new family. Praise God, and we're glad that you're here. We know that God has a special plan for your life. Want to bring me down just a little bit? I just might get to shouting or something and blow out some speakers or something. Praise the Lord. But we just know that God's got an excellent plan for your life. You know, the Bible tells us over there in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans not to harm you. You know, I think that's an important statement right there, because religion sometimes has this idea that God is out against people, forming opposition against them, you know, trying to, you know, move something tough into their life for a sovereign purpose. No, God has no plans to harm our lives, but plans to prosper you, right, to give you hope and a future. That's quoting it right out of the Bible. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. And we know that God's plan for your life first begins with the Word of God. Apart from the Word, there is no blessing, right? But those that find His Word, right, the Bible says it's life to those that find it, health to all of our flesh. So aren't you glad for the Word? The Bible says that Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 that man cannot live on bread alone, no matter how much we try. This natural world just will never satisfy us, right? Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. And so we just want to tell you about God's plan for your life. This is a church where you can get answers for your life. Amen. And get those answers straight out of the Bible. For those of you that are visiting, my name is Pastor Tim Stallman. I'm the senior pastor here. And my wife and I, we're just so excited to see you, so excited to have you here. And the only thing better than having you here today is having you here next week. And the only thing better than that is to have you here all the time. You certainly are invited, and we welcome you. Praise the Lord. You come hungry for the Word here today? Well, I don't know if some of you happen to notice, but we have a very special individual with us here this morning, completely unexpected, completely unannounced, a really fantastic drop-in. How many of you know walk-ins welcome here? Walk-ins welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's an individual that I'm sure many of you know and recognize. He has ministered here for us, and also in the Fredonia Church as well. But Reverend Philip Slaughter is here this morning. Yeah. Now, I don't know if maybe it was a few years ago when Brother Philip was here. Some of our newer folks, you might not recognize him, but I think it might be proper for us to maybe just to introduce you a little bit to Brother Philip. He showed up. He's here. He's just wanting to be fed the word and just be fed in the presence of God. But how many of you think we should put him to work a little bit? Yeah. Before we do, I just want to tell you, Reverend Philip, of course, you know that he traveled with Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin for so many years, traveling in the Ramah Singers and Band. No doubt you have CDs and DVDs of those camp meetings and crusades led by Brother Hagin. And Brother Philip is on many of those materials. And he travels the world as an itinerant minister, just not just in his vocal abilities, which I think we should still get a little taste of that here this morning. Praise the Lord. But Reverend Philip, he is just back from the Ukraine, and he's good friends with Reverend Joel and Pastor Amy Siegel. They have a lake house up there in Casadega Lakes area, and he's just spending some time getting refreshed, taking a rest. But, you know, of all the family churches that Reverend Philip had an opportunity to visit this morning, well, we just found out who he thinks is the best one. He just gave a pretty formal endorsement, if you ask me. Well, you know, I guess I'll just have to go ahead and agree with him. This is the best family church. You watching by live stream, you heard it. That's right. We're not ashamed to say it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Reverend Philip, if you are willing, of course, this is unrehearsed, unannounced, but how many of you are so grateful? Of course, Reverend Tony, people of such anointing and blessing to lead in praise and worship and to sing and things like that. I tell you what, it's such a blessing. So, Reverend Philip, at this time, we just want to give you some liberty. If you would share with us whatever is on your heart, if it has to do with singing, we would certainly enjoy that. So let's give a warm family church welcome to Reverend Philip.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord today? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, being in the house of the Lord is better than being in the best hospital in town. Come on, somebody. Being in the house of the Lord is better than being in the best rehab center in town. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be in the house of God with the people of God today. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated with your happy self this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor, thank you so much for allowing me to visit today. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. A whole lot's going through my mind right now, so I'm trying to connect my heart to my mouth, not my mind to my mouth. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it is good to be here with the Jamestown Family Church this morning. It's good to see all of you today. God's been good to us, hasn't he? Amen. And as Pastor was saying, I just got back from a trip to Ukraine for 2 weeks, and so I'm up here getting some R&R. R&R. That means resting my vocal cords and... Anyhow. It is good to be here, amen. And it's always good to be able to serve in the house of God. And yesterday, I went down to the church in Erie, and that was going to be my weekend service. And I was going to be at the Baptist church this morning. I'm going to be in my bed, comfortable, amen, looking at the water, but... Praise the Lord. I had a stirring on the inside to be here today, and it's like, Lord, it'd be all right if you leave me alone. I don't know if you've ever been there, but amen. I could just fellowship with the Baptist, but hallelujah. It's good to be here, and he has the Lord has purpose in our being here today. And that's more important than anything else. He knows how to make other things up to us. Amen. But it was good to be down at the Erie Church last night. And I came down to be in fellowship, but also to be nosy. And just see what all y'all was doing down there in the PA. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you have some family that, you know, you're glad when they show up. And then the other family members that just show up to be nosy. And I came to be nosy. So, amen. But it is, again, such an honor and a privilege to be here. And I am going to sing one that I know of this morning. Praise the Lord. And how many of you are glad today that no weapon formed against you can prosper? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this one by track, but okay. if he makes me do anything else. Thank you so much. But we'll do this, but we're on the side that won already. I'm going to say that one more time. We're on the side that won already. He's already conquered death, hell, and the grave. We're already victorious. We're already more than conquerors in him. Praise God. And sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that even though the enemy may form weapons against us, they don't prosper. Amen. Even though you feel the heat, the fire don't have any effect on you. Hallelujah. Because no weapon, the word says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It doesn't matter what it is. Amen. It doesn't prosper. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody needed to hear just that this morning. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't prosper. Hallelujah. It might have worked on somebody else, but it's not going to work on us. Oh, come on, somebody. Ah, hallelujah. No, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me sing, brother, please. Go ahead. Amen. Give my band just a second here. Amen.
Shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No, it won't work. Say no weapon formed against me shall. So I won't be alone. the hands of my enemies. I can stand my ground with the Lord on my side. For the snares they have set will not succeed. No, 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 no. By your enemy, cause it ain't gonna work. You may be lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, but no weapon formed against you is gonna prosper. Hey, even if you lose your job, you can't pay your bills. No weapon formed against you gonna prosper. No, no. In Christ, we always win. Oh, somebody give him praise today. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. We are more than victorious in him. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, I do. Hallelujah. He asked me if I had another one. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord Jesus. But I do just need to decide right quick what it is that I'm going to sing. I have a playlist of 50 songs on there. But I'm not doing 50 today. I know. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Again, thank God that we're on the winning side today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just wait just a moment. Let's just see just a moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't get too nervous in these kinds of situations. Praise the Lord. Because if I blush or anything, it doesn't show. So, so don't worry about it. You know. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Maybe we'll have a little black church for a minute. I grew up in black churches, you can probably tell. Black church a little bit different from white church. A little bit different. People respond a little bit differently. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. I grew up in a black Pentecostal church, so people respond a whole lot differently. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So anytime I would invite my friends to service already, I had to warn them ahead of time, it's not like your church. Amen. Sister Betty sitting behind you. Amen. It might be quiet in the service, but then
Sister Betty, feel the spirit, and she'll holler, thank you! Thank you! And if you're not accustomed to that, you know, be like, hold up, what's going on in here? It's just church, it's all right, you all right? Amen. Sister Betty will start out with thank you, but then the next thing you know, all 200 pounds of her is on her feet and she's coming down the aisle. Praise the Lord. If you get in her way, she's going to bump you and keep coming. Woo! A little bit different church, a little bit. Hallelujah, but it's good church, I tell you that right now, good, amen, praise the Lord, because when you think of his goodness and all that he has done, it just puts a rejoicing on the inside, it puts a hallelujah, you know, we used to call it the can't help it, you could help it, but you don't want to help it. Praise the Lord, amen. Praise God. There's a song on there called something. My Everything. Should be on, I think it's on that list.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
Oh,
he's my rock in a weary land. Jesus is my shelter in the time of storm. God is
my
everything. I think I'll say it one more time. God is my everything. Joy and sorrow. He's my hope for tomorrow.
He's
my rock in a weary land. Jesus is my shelter in the time of storm. God is. Anybody know God is? Oh, God is. Listen, he's
been
my lawyer in the courtroom. He's been my friend when I'm friendless. He's been my hope when I'm hopeless. I gotta testify that God is. I wanna dance about it. I wanna shout about it. A lawyer in the courtroom. Hope when I'm hopeless. A friend when I'm friendless. He's my everything. I'm so glad about it. I gotta testify. He's my everything. He peace. He is my hope. My everything. My everything. My everything. He's my everything. Can I get a witness today? Can I get a witness today? Can I get a witness today? He's my everything. Sister Betty, right now, be coming down the aisle. Everything. He's my everything. I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. Woo. God is. God is. Hallelujah, 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 yeah, yeah, my everything, he's my everything, he's my everything, he's my everything, hallelujah, hallelujah, all right, all right, all right, all right, hey, woo, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Why don't you turn and tell your neighbor this morning, he's my everything. Come on, tell him like you mean it. He's my everything. He's my everything, my everything, my everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated one more time with your happy self this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just can't get in too big of a hurry today, it just seems like. Amen. I like spitting and sweating and laying hands on people and... kicking the devil out of people, you know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But when he shifts, you have to shift with him. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. There's such a wonderful anointing, such a wonderful presence in this place today. Amen. Hallelujah. And many times when the atmosphere, I mean, there's some rejoicing going on, but many times when the atmosphere is like this, this supernatural things just begin to take place in people's bodies and in people's lives. Amen. The Spirit of God sometimes will just come and hover. Amen. And just wait for words to be said. And when words are said, things happen. Amen. Just like there in Genesis where it says where the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the earth. And God said, and things came into being. As God spoke, things began to be manifested in the earth. And I believe today there are things that he wants to manifest in your lives today. I believe that there are things in your life that may have been there for a season, been there for a while, and it just seems like those things won't change in this kind of atmosphere. They don't stand a chance. Amen. Strongholds have to come down. Things have to change. Hallelujah. Many times I think about the song that we used to sing when I was growing up that kind of brought this kind of atmosphere. Amen. We used to sing a song that said, at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith that I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. There's a place that we come to in God where we just lay it all before him. And it all just rolls away. All the burdens, all the cares, all the anxieties of our heart just roll away. Amen. The answers come. Light comes. Revelation comes. And when it comes, glory to God. Yeah, I like the part in the song that says, and now I'm happy all the day. Why? Because I got my answer. I got what I needed. I got the revelation. Got the wisdom.
got the knowledge that I needed, amen, to change the situation. And so, amen, you work with God like that for a while, and you just get happier and happier because you know it doesn't matter what walled city you may be facing. You know he's going to give you the answer. You just know it. You just know it. You just know it. Amen. Jericho, amen. At one point in time, Jericho was a big deal. Huh? But after you see the walls come down, huh? After he give you the answer and how to get the walls down, the next one is like, well, if he can do that, let's get over here to this next thing. Let's see what he going to do over here. Huh? And then he works things over here, and you're like, all right, this is getting good right here. Come on. Well, let's go on over here, and let's see what's happening over here. Amen. And he just proves himself over and over again. Praise the Lord. And after a while, you just get to the place where you got to look for a faith fight. Huh? You're just not comfortable not being in a faith fight. Woo, like I need one. I need one. Yeah. Amen. You just get ready for it, and it's just your condition. You know, the word of God tells us that the just shall live. Come on, y'all know this stuff. The just shall live by faith. It's just the atmosphere that we live in. Living that faith atmosphere. Amen. I was thinking about not too long ago, my father and I, we used to watch boxing when I was growing up. And one of my favorite fighters was Muhammad Ali. I liked that he could back up what he talked. You know, there are some folks who are trash talkers, and they can't back nothing up. But then the other folks, when they talk trash, you know that they can back up what they saying. You know, it ain't so much trash talking. It's like, well, praise the Lord. But I like Muhammad Ali because one of the moves that he used to use in his fighting was this thing called the rope-a-dope. Any of y'all ever heard of the rope-a-dope? Okay, a lot of hands didn't go up. Maybe I am getting older now. But he would come to the ring, and, you know, and his opponent would expect him to get out in the middle of the ring and just box with him. But instead, Ali would back up against the ropes. He'd cover himself, and he'd just let the person just beat on him. Just beat on him. It looked like he was losing. Huh? Looked like he wasn't going to win. But he just stand there and he just let his opponent just beat on him. Amen. And then you could tell the opponent got tired and he'd back off. And Ali would put his hands down and he'd go. Come on back, buddy. You know, and just antagonize his opponent. And his opponent would come and beat on him some more. And Ali's just blocking the shots. Huh? And he'd do that several times. Just antagonizing his opponent. Come on, you got to have more than that. Is that all you got? Your hits ain't getting through. You can beat on this house, huh? You can beat on this house as much as you want to, but your beating on my house is not getting through. Huh? Because when the beating is done, I'm still going to be standing. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. And when Ali's opponent was done beating on him, and Ali knew that he was tired, then all of a sudden he come out. He come off the rope.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's like, now you show me what you can do. Now I'm going to show you what I am going to do to you. I'm going to whip you. I'm going to beat you worse than your mama beat you. Huh? And I mean, he would start whipping on his opponent's head. Come on, somebody. And the opponent would be so tired, so fatigued, because he had used all of his strength just beating on the shell. But that shell is designed to be protection. Huh? That shell is designed to take the hits, but when you come out the shell, baby. Woo! Come on, we do some damage. We do some damage to the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. When we come on out of our shell, it's like, oh, I didn't have enough. Nah, this thing's about to get real good. It's about to get real good. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! A few years ago, my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. About 10 years ago. And the doctor told her, you know, there's no cure for this. People that get this die. And she looked at the doctor and said, I ain't dying of cancer. And she said, he said, Miss Slaughter is trying to tell you that this, the diagnosis that you have, people do not recover from this. And she said, I'm trying to tell you, I ain't dying from cancer. I don't care what kind it is. I ain't dying from it. It ain't mine. And so he spent time beating on her shell, huh? Trying to convince her, you're going to die from this. You're going to die from this. And she kept looking at him and saying, say what you want to. Your words are not getting through. I got the words of a higher authority. And I know how to fight this one. I don't care if it's pancreatic. I don't care what it is. Amen. And so anyway, she ended up having surgery. And when they did the x-ray, what is it? Well, with x-ray, where they looked at it, where you can look at it on the film. Yeah. They did the x-ray, and you could see that the tumor had grown outside of the pancreas. You see it. And when they went in to do the surgery, the tumor had shrank. And it was inside the pancreas. And the surgeon got so excited because he said, we're not even going to have to take out all of her pancreas. Not even going to have to take it all out. And if she will follow directions and eat like she was supposed to, like she's supposed to, she won't even be a diabetic. And that, I mean, the surgeon, it's something when you get an educated person excited. all right. But that surgeon got so excited, and my mother would go to visit, and he'd kiss her, and he would say, you're my success case. You're the only person that I've operated on that hadn't died. Come on, the enemy beat on her shell. But she knew that no weapon formed against her would prosper. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the enemy brings. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Amen. Listen, the things of life, the storms of life, the tests of life come to all of us. They come. Amen. But you're designed. Your design is to be able to stand. To stand the storm. To stand the waves. To stand the beatings. Come on. You're designed to stand, not give in. Woo! Amen. You're designed to have a voice of a champion. Hallelujah. The words that come up out of you are not the words of a loser, but they're words of a champion. Woo! May not be the words that everybody else in the family is saying, but you're saying words of life. Ha! Woo! You've been trained and you developed in speaking words of life. No matter the adversity, just life keeps coming out of you. The doctor may not understand it. Your family may not understand it. Come on now. Woo! But you're designed to win. You're designed to overcome. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you. Woo! Greater is he that is in you. Hallelujah, he'll teach you how to win. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, I'm trying to behave some. Hallelujah, but you're designed by God to win. You're designed by God to be an overcomer. But there must be something there to overcome in order to be an overcomer. Amen. Even in some of your marriages, just overcome that stuff. Excuse me, I almost acted a little street. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I'll say it like this, don't wimp out. I almost said don't punk out, but I don't think punk is a proper word to use in church. Anyway. you've used worse. You see how I stuttered? Pastor used worse? No. You're designed to win no matter the arena of life. And we have to set our expectation that we win. We set our expectation there. Amen. Problems show up. One of the first things that ought to come up in our heart is that we win. We win. We win. Doesn't matter. We win. Doesn't matter. Amen. Somebody may make you want to put your fist through the wall, but it doesn't matter. We win. That's just a natural emotional response, but come on. What's in us is greater. Greater than our natural way that we want to respond. Hello, somebody. I'm about done. I went to a church to hold a meeting. And first service, we're there. And pastor says to me, let's go to the door and greet people as they come in. The first time. I've never done that before. You always, you know, tell people bye. All right. Praise the Lord. And so we're there, we're greeting, you know, people as they come in, and a lady walks up and she looks at the pastor and she says, oh, pastor, I didn't know we were having an inn here to preach. Yes, she did. Yeah, she, if you don't know what an inn is, ask your neighbor. And woo! And so, you know, just real quick, you know, I go through a training at Bible school. Nobody told me. Nobody told me how to handle that, you know. You know, and went through several other files. None of that was good response. I mean, you know, because you're kind of taught in the black community, help me out. When somebody calls you the N-word, oh, it's on. I'll whip you, your mama, your daddy. And so, you know, you've been taught that and that in the natural. Hello? In the natural, that's your response. You go there. Oh, you started it?
Right.
I'm going to end it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I don't care if you is a white lady. You opened your mouth, you should have kept your mouth closed. You didn't want to get hit in it, you shouldn't be. Okay. But I'm saying that's the natural. That, you know. Natural. And you know, and you've been taught that for years. That's how you respond. And now you're trying to do a revival and somebody walk up and say something like that. Well, we off to a good start. Praise the Lord. They calling me out my name already. Woo, Lord, I ain't even preached the first message. I could see if I said something preaching, you know, and got them upset, but we ain't even started yet. Woo! But how many of you are glad for the Holy Ghost? He teaches us how to win. He teaches us how to be victorious in every circumstance that we face in life. And I don't know why I did this, but I grabbed that lady and I pulled her to me and I caught her like this so she couldn't get away. She was trying to get away. She's trying to push away from me, but I had her.
she wasn't going nowhere. She was not going to escape these guns. And so, you know, I looked at her and I said, by the time this week is over, you and I are going to be good friends. And I let her go. And she goes, I wanted to hit her in the back of her head so bad. Woo! Gee, okay, that's my flesh again. Woo! Lord have mercy, Jesus. You know, but I'm telling you, we had a week where the Spirit of God rained down on us. And when he wasn't raining, I'd still go lay hands on that lady. Woo! Bless her, Jesus. Bless her, bless her. Bless her. Woo! Touch her. Touch her from the top of her head to the soul. Touch her now. And she, oh, Jesus. Wouldn't be nothing happening. I'd go over. Yeah. Bless her. Bless her. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Yeah. Be blessed. Be. Woo-hoo. And I'm telling you, by the end of that week, God did something in both of us. Huh? Because I thought she had a problem. But I realized I had a problem. Because her words affected me. And if I was really established in who I was in Christ, her words would have never affected me. Huh? You can call me Willie all you want to. Willie! 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 Willie, come here! Willie! 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 And what effect does that have? Like, my name ain't no Willie. Calling me Willie for it. My name ain't Willie. You know? Hey, Willie, you a buckethead. Willie! Who in the world is Willie? Who? that doesn't have an effect because that's not my name. That's not who I am. That's not what I identify myself to. And I found out that I was identifying myself to something that I no longer was. Huh? Because the word of God declares that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are now passed away, and behold, all things are now become brand new, so you can't identify with the old. You got to identify with who you are now in him. So your response has to be different, Philip, when people say that word to you. Well, you know, I wanted God to get on her. I didn't want him to correct me. Oh, wave at me, somebody. Come on. God is them. It was me. And so he began to do a work in me as well as what he was doing in her. And by the end of the week, the lady came to me. And I didn't have to grab her. But she put her arm around me. And she said, I just love you. And it wasn't forced. Thank you. Wasn't forced, it wasn't coerced. It was something that God had done in her heart that we, and I looked at her and I said, I love you too. I love you too. And she said, next time you come, I want you to stay at my house. I said, oh no. Oh, no. Brother ain't doing that. See, you've been in service all week. And God's had opportunity to work on your heart, but your family ain't been here. They just. I got some sense. I ain't crazy. Praise the Lord. Bud and them still have some issues. So I ain't, you know, praise the Lord. Our answers are found in him.
Again, we may face difficulties and we may face tests and we may face trials and we may have been trained a certain way to respond. It's how my daddy acted when she cut up at home. How my mama acted. Family church, I guess that's why family things always come up. You know, just because your parents responded that way doesn't mean that that has to be your response. Because greater is he that is in you, and he is the one training you. He is the one developing you. Thank God for what mama and daddy did, but he wants to take you beyond that. He wants to perfect this thing in us called the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And the love of God can take some stuff. I'm trying to quit, Pastor. Love of God can take some stuff. And when we act out of the love of God rather than out of our flesh, we just have a whole lot more peaceful home. Some of y'all look at me and like, please give Pastor the mic, please. I ain't come to church for this today. Yes, you did. But the love of God will change your household. Love of God will change your community. Come on, the love of God will change this nation. Hallelujah. We're facing storms. We're facing adversity. But the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we have the teacher, the helper on the inside of us to teach us how to respond in love. He teaches us how to respond in love. And sometimes love is not always just the cowering down thing and saying, I'm not going to say something. Sometimes love will get in your face. Come on, somebody. It will get in your face. Amen. And say, we need to deal with this, and we're going to deal with it, baby. Ain't always fun, but let's do this. Let's deal with this. Amen. We're going to be better on the other side of it. But right now, we got to deal with it. Because if you don't deal with it, I am really, you started this. But if you just let it lay there and you don't deal with it, then things begin to fester. And you're just pushing it down, but that thing is festering, and then it's going to manifest in a way that is going to surprise you. So if you just go ahead and deal with it and get it out, it'll be done. Amen. It'll be finished. It'll be over.
Yeah,
that's hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
Brother, you don't know. You don't know. The helper will help you. The helper will help you deal with it. And that's just not family situations. That's every area. Every area of our life, he'll help us. Just like when that lady called me out my name. It'd been a while since I cussed, but I could taste those words that day.
Yeah.
Shoo! I tell you something. Amen. But praise the Lord, the helper. Those difficult times, those difficult situations, he's there to help. Is he your everything today?
Yes.
See, really, you're everything today. Is he your answer in the storm? Your answer in the test? See, really, you're everything. Are you really leaning on him? Or are you just responding in your flesh? Responding how you've been taught? One more. And I'm just going to go sit down. I don't care if we finish tonight. I'm going to go sit down. I did a meeting. And the pastor took up offerings for me.
in the meeting. And all of us have those crunch times. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Where more money has went out than is coming in. And everything is maxed out. I mean, you can't even find room for anything on a card. Ain't got nobody to call. Everything. I mean, you done maxed out everything. And you're in a situation, and so, you know, you put your faith out there, all right? I'm going to believe God. Believe God for money to come in. Hallelujah. And so I had my faith out there, and I was believing God for money to come in. Whew. And so I traveled with this person, individual. They were taking me to different meetings, and I was allowing them to handle the money. And one of the churches that we went to, the pastor told me, Philip, listen, Spirit of God moved on me, and we're going to bless you with a $5,000 offering just from us. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, and try not to be too excited. But, you know, those thousands represented answers to me. Yeah. Woo! I check that bill out. They won't have to call me no more. And you're just getting all excited on the inside, you know. Woo, my answer, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Feel like that's your answer. That's the answer, you know. And so I knew I had at least 5,000. I had done, you know, like four other meetings. So I should be home and be blessed. And so I get home and I give him my bank information to transfer the money. And he says, I'm doing it right now. Thank God. An hour later, I check, and the balance is still negative. And so I call him like, hey, I thought you was going to transfer that money. He said, oh, I'm going to get it done right now. I'm on my way right now. You know, my heart's still right. Yeah, sure. Like, okay, man, we good, all right. I'm going to check it in a little bit, and I check it, and the money's not there. Whoo, you talk about jumping in the flesh. It didn't take long, because he's messing with my money. Maybe you're not like that, but you mess with my money, you're going to have trouble with me. All 200-some pounds of me, it coming.
Go away.
Praise the Lord. So anyway, hours turned into days. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. And the situation just kept going and going. And one day the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, Philip, let it go. God, I need my money. Huh? I need my money. And he said, let it go. Lord, if it was $50, $100, you know, ain't no trouble. But Father, we're talking thousands of dollars. And you see what I'm up against. And you want me to forget it? I don't think so. Maybe you don't talk to him like that, but I talk to him like that. Like, no, I'm not letting this go. You need to give me something. You need to say something to me, because I need some help, because this is a lot of money. I got people calling me. I got stuff about to be disconnected and shut off and turned in, huh? And I'm out here working for you. I'm out here doing this, and I'm like, what? And I shouldn't be having all this trouble, and here it is. He's a man of God, and he's a preacher, and he shouldn't be doing rah, 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 rah. But he always has an answer. Amen. He always helps us. And he just kept saying, I'm so glad he doesn't change. He just kept saying, let it go. Let it go. Just release it. So I released it. I found out it was stuck to the other hand. I release him, you know, and it's stuck to my foot, you know, and I'm dragging it around. And then one day,
I didn't talk about it because I didn't want to make the minister's name bad. And one day the Lord sent a heart friend to me. He said, Philip, I know some stuff's going on. So I know it by the Spirit of God. He said, you need to talk to me. He said, I ain't going to take, you know I'm not going to tell. He said, but what's going on? And so I told him the story. And I tried to tell it nice. I think I did a good job, but yeah. So I told him what was going on. He said, you know how to get over this? Ooh. I want to let him go, but I sure would like to pop him first, but I want to. And he said, send him an offering. That's the devil, I rebuke you. The blood of Jesus, that's a lie. Get out of here. He said, send him an offering. It's like, if I do that, you know how all the thoughts go through your head. You know, the devil will say, well, you're supporting his mess. You send him an offering, you're supporting everything that he does. And it's like, no, I'm getting released from this. I want to be a blessing in his life. I don't want this following me all the days of my life. Huh? Can I say one more thing? In our nation right now, there's a lot of upheaval between races. Anybody watch the news? Okay, all right, y'all just looking at me like. There's a lot of upheaval between blacks and white and our police and different communities. So what the enemy does is that he tries to plant seeds on the inside of us. And the pastor that I'm talking about, he was white. Okay? And so as time has gone by, I realized that the enemy was trying to plant that seed on the inside of me. White people don't do you right.
Come on now.
Okay, I know it's kind of touchy. But that seed is there. And so if I didn't deal with the forgiveness of forgiving this pastor, then every pastor that I would have dealt with, that thing would have come up.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd be smiling, but there'd be a mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's right.
I guess I'm done. But that thing would just keep coming up. But I forgave him. I let him go. I blessed him. Whew. And so other issues and other things have come up, but that big one is not there. Again, we're back at Jericho. That big money was a big deal. These other things?
Come on.
Let's do another one. Come on. Don't make me know, never mind. We dealt with that one. We'll deal with this one. And we just keep it moving. That's what we do. We keep it moving. Praise the Lord. We don't take offense. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so when things happen and things go on, all that stuff is not stirred. We just act and respond out of the love of God. Love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because I don't take something and knock them over the head doesn't mean I'm weak.
Right. Come on now. That's right. Praise the Lord.
It means we're strong in him. Built up in him. Rooted in him, grounded in him. Hallelujah. And our response is out of him, out of who we are and what we have in him. Now, I'm not weak. I'm growing stronger. Growing stronger every day. 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 Getting stronger every day. So right now, I'm living back in my hometown. back in the black community. There's a lot of upheaval. It's like, okay, I see why I'm here. I see why you had me deal with these issues. Because now you want to use me in helping the people in my community. This is how you deal with those hard issues. You're not mad because of this incident. You're mad because there's things going in your heart that you need to deal with. Shoo, and if you will let those things go, you'll find out there will be a peace and there will be a unification that will come over this community. You got to let stuff go. The Holy Ghost give you the answer. Amen. You know, I could just be mad if I went by my history. My people were bought over here as slaves. However many hundred years ago it was, I could still be mad about it. Then part of me is Indian.
Okay.
Come over here, take my land. Huh? And I could live out of my history, or I could live out of who I am in Christ. There's been a new history written. Woo! Hallelujah! Where all that old, all that stuff is passed away, and we're living in the newness of Christ. Oh, where I live now, all that other stuff is all faded away. It doesn't matter anymore. And it's so wonderful to be free. It is wonderful to be free. I said, I went to the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I went to the Ukraine. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I don't know if there's any black people in the Ukraine. Maybe two. And some of my family members were saying to me, how you going to do over there? Ain't none of us over there. But I'd already dealt with my heart issues. It doesn't matter. I'm an ambassador of Christ.
Amen.
I'm not my own.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
We deal with these things.
Yeah.
Shoo.
Yeah. Amen.
And the word of God says, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. There's no greater light that can shine in you than people seeing the work that he has done in you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, how blessed are we this morning? Amen. Aren't you glad for the Holy Ghost? You know, this whole weekend, me and Justin were actually talking about it, even last night in Erie, and this morning on my way to church, we were talking about it in my office. I just knew that I knew there was something different about this service and that something different was going to take place. Now, I do have a confession to make. I'm the white pastor that he was talking about. No, I wasn't. But anyway, praise the Lord. So, now the question is, you're probably all asking yourself, is Pastor Tim now going to preach his message? Well, of course. No, I'm kidding. Because when the Holy Ghost is speaking, there's nothing more that needs to be added to this today. Amen. Praise the Lord. But what we are going to do, we are going to show ourselves generous. And we're go ahead, ushers, make the arrangements. We are going to take a love offering this morning for Reverend Philip and for him and for his ministry. What a blessing that we've had. I love it. Glory to God. And then we're going to take the money and we're going to use it on the church ministry. We need a church van or something. I'm kidding. Praise the Lord. But you can go ahead. If you're going to make out checks, you can make them out to Family Church. You really can do that. And what we will do is then we will present him every nickel and dime that's included. But we'll keep the dollars. Well, you get the No, we are going to make sure to be abundantly generous to Reverend Phil, because I'll tell you what, I got my help today. You got your help today. I'll tell you what, praise the Lord. And as you're turning, not that I'm going to add anything to it, but as Brother Philip was talking, you know, there's such a wonderful illustration in the Word about when he was talking about Muhammad Ali and the rope-a-dope, right? And he was, when he would go back there and he'd be on the ropes. And see, I understand that completely because I'm a boxing fan. I've watched all of the old fights. They're on YouTube, and I have to admit, I go back, I watch a lot. I grew up in the era of Mike Tyson, and he was just indestructible. Well, until he got his... Now, Muhammad Ali, I don't think, would stand a chance against Tyson in his prime. But that's just me, everybody. But maybe the rope-a-dope would get Tyson after all. I'm not sure. But in Malachi chapter 1... I didn't get it, but I sensed a smart crack, the wise crack. I sensed it. Malachi chapter 1, you know, and I'm not going to take much time, but, you know, you go over there in chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, and Malachi chapter 1 is about Moab and Israel, and they were next-door neighbors as nations. And they lived in the same land. They had the same famine. They had the same natural resources. They had the same this and they had the same that. And you could say it this way, they were both taking the same shots. The trials were the same. Well, the Bible says that there's no trial that we face but such as common to man. Everything we face is common to man. So there's somebody out there right now, no doubt probably even in this room, taking the same shots. All right, but I'll tell you what, there's a difference between us and the world. We might be taking the same shots as the world, but then Malachi chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, Israel and Moab were taking the same shots. But the Lord said in verse 4, he said, whereas Edom says, we are impoverished. This was the next door neighbor to Israel. Edom, the other nation, says, we're impoverished. We will return, build the desolate places. But the Lord says, they shall build, but I'll throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness. The Lord has indignation towards them forever. But your eyes shall see, and you shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. Here they were, next door neighbors, going through the same trials, taking the same shots. But God said, I've drawn a border around you. And that border around you, no matter if you keep taking those same shots, Moab might fall, but you won't fall. You might see, you know, the Bible says in Psalm 91 that you will behold the reward of the wicked. You will see the desolation of the world, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you see it. Amen. But there is something different about us. There's a border around us. And like Brother Philip was talking about, what's on the inside of us causes us to win. We always rise to the top. These trials, listen, this is a word in season. Of course, I didn't share anything with Brother Philip. I didn't even know he was going to be here today, all right? But you know that individuals in this church, so many, and as a church congregation, there's been a lot of resistance, there's been a lot of opposition, there's been a lot of trials in people's lives, and I'll tell you what, we got our help today. And we are learning and we're knowing how to win, amen? And we are always gonna be on the right side, praise the Lord. So we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna